I'm Jerome Jupiter. I'm the Director of Educational Services for the Youth Empowerment Project.
What do you do in your job, and what does the Youth Empowerment Project do in terms of education?
We actually were founded in 2004. We have six programs now. We've grown from our flagship program, which is a reintegration program, ensuring that youth returning from secure and non-secure facilities have a smooth transition back into home life and in schools and kind of put them on a career path. We've grown over the years, and again, we have six programs now, our largest being our adult basic education and GED program, which is called NOPLAY, or New Orleans Providing Literacy to All Youth.
I understand that you have about 80% of the people in NOPLAY who just walk in off the street. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. A small percentage of our youth are mandated either by Office of Juvenile Justice or the criminal justice system and other referring partners. But the vast majority, 80%, are self-referred, which I think is really just a true testament, one, to the need and dearth of services here in New Orleans, but also that we must be doing something right, and the type of environment and tone that we set for our students is really, you know, catches like wildfire.
Why is it that youth are coming to a GED program instead of graduating from a regular high school?
Well, I think there are several reasons of that. You know, I think Hurricane Katrina played a major role in that, and many youth were traumatized and disconnected from school and access and work. I do believe that there are dearth of services for our youth, and I think that there is a significant number of youth in the K-12 system who aren't getting their basic needs met, and which is why probably it makes us so popular. We're serving now like 780 youth per year in our adult ed program alone.
When you say they aren't getting their basic needs met, what does that mean?
Well, I think that with the new school reform, that, again, I do think that we're in a better place now, our educational system, as it was probably pre-Katrina. And scores are going up. We know that. However, I think that there are so many other barriers and adversities that our youth face that don't really relate to education. And when those areas aren't really addressed properly, it's reflected in their school or their progress or lack thereof.
Can you give some examples of some of the barriers that might be getting in the way of young people's education?
Yes, sure. Actually, I think often the state of our mental health system, and a lot of youth may have mental health issues that go unaddressed, or they're medicated or have prescriptions and don't take their medication. I think poverty is a huge factor dealing with that. For many, school is just not on the priority list. For many, it's survival. A lot of our youth are living pillar to post and are homeless. So it's difficult sometimes to prioritize school when folks really just need to survive.
And you said you have 780 young people in your program right now. What ages does that represent, and is there an age group that's more represented?
We focus on 16 to 24-year-olds. However, we kind of have this no-eject, no-reject policy, so maybe 24 or 25% of our student population are 25 and older. We have students as old as 50, 60 years old who are working on their literacy and GEDs.
When people come to you, have they had issues in school that relate to criminal justice?
Often, yes. Many have gotten caught up in the criminal justice or juvenile justice system. Once they are away in these secure facilities, often they aren't getting any educational services. So often they'll come back and then they're really overaged and undergrad, and really a high school diploma or them being able to get the credits that they need may not happen in a reasonable amount of time. So often GED route is the best fit for them.
When people come in, what kinds of literacy levels are you seeing, and what kind of gaps are you seeing between where they need to be to get their GED and where they really are?
At intake, on average, our students are coming in at or below a sixth grade level. And the Literacy Alliance of Greater New Orleans actually did a study, and it says that it takes an adult learner approximately 100 instructional hours to increase one grade level. We actually kind of help defy that, and it really depends on the level of commitment from the student and at what point do they come in. You know, oftentimes we get the question asked to us, how long is it going to take for this student to get a GED? Well, the plenty of different variables that come into play there. Often folks also get discouraged, I think. They get this rude awakening. They figure, well, I made it through 10th grade, so I shouldn't have much longer to go. And people often think that GED is the easy route, which is not necessarily so, one. And then two, once they realize they've gone to 10th or 11th grade, then we assess them, and they're reading at a 5th grade level and their math is at a 4th grade level. It's hard for them to see the light at the end of the tunnel, so we really have to really encourage them. Of course, GED is the ultimate goal, but we really focus on let's take baby steps and let's show gradual progress, and let's try to go up a grade level, and then we'll go up an educational functioning level, and then, of course, get you ready for GED.
I can imagine that coming in, you know, as a 20-year-old or something and finding out that you're actually only reading at a fifth grade level and that you have to bump up to 12 to get your GED is incredibly discouraging. So, you know, how do you motivate people?
Yeah, it's a challenge, and we just try to be very creative and innovative in our approach. We let them know that we're here to help you. If it's going to take you 2 months or 2 years, we're still here. And I think that folks need to be recognized for their accomplishments. So, you know, we have an annual GED graduation that is really huge, just the pomp and circumstance and everything, and that's an awesome day. That's in May. But for those who are not getting their GED in a year's time, we have recognition ceremonies quarterly or even biannually sometimes. And if a student has made any progress, which most do, we recognize them for that, and we celebrate them. We invite their families to come in so they can kind of take part in that joyous occasion.